Ladies and gentlemen, the George Wilder Jr. Show has now arrived. This is Chicago's finest internet radio show, making a world a better place, one show at a time. The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. Take it away, Dad.
Okay, thanks, folks. All right, as you know, that's a clip. All right, welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. Follow me right here on Facebook, 6 o'clock straight up p.m. Chicago time, Central Standard Time, 347-857-1762. Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, folks. And I'm here to report, if you do not know, that the Chicago Cubs won. They finally won a game in the second round of the playoffs. And they got about three or four more to go. And the series is tied up 1-1. That's great. That's wonderful. I'm broadcasting out of Chicago. I'm a Chicago Cubs fan. And I just have to mention those things. I'm not a sportscaster. This is not a sports show. But the Cubs are doing something that they haven't done in over 100 years. 100 goddamn years. Yeah. And you got to be enthusiastic about it, because this is over a century in the making. All right. They are also talking about getting rid of Jay Cutler from the Chicago Bears. That's possible. I think Jay has been around with the Chicago Bears for about 7 or 8 years, and he has yet to take the Cubs to a Super Bowl. And they're paying him lots and lots of money, and in my estimation, he's not performing well. And in some cases, it's not Jay Cutler's fault. It's his offensive line. They're not protecting him as good as they should, or the other team's defense, they're just more powerful. At any rate, this will be Jay Cutler's last go around with the Bears if he does not perform. He's starting Monday on Halloween, And he's been out for a few weeks now. And the Cubs and the Bears have been just losing their asses off. He's been out, but now he's coming back. The doctors cleared him. He had something wrong with his thumb, but maybe his broken thumb. I don't know, but his thumb generally. And he's coming back to the Bears, and the Bears are right now 1-6. They've won one game and lost six. So my thinking is that this is going to be based on Jay's performance. He has to perform. You know, if he wants to keep his job, and I think Jay knows this, if he has to keep his job, if he wants to stay around with the Bears, put it this way, if he wants to stay in football, the NFL, he's going to have to perform. Because right now, around the league, the Bears are a laughingstock. I mean, yeah, they're one of the worst thing. They're one of the worst teams, if not the worst team in football. And there are some critics are saying, well, it's going to be 1-15 this year. And you know, a lot of times I don't think it's going to be that. Maybe 4-12 or something. But I don't think at any rate, it's bad, awful. It's bad. So I guess what I'm saying is if Jay has to perform, if he wants to stay with the Bears, if he wants to continue to be quarterback in the NFL, period, up and down, he has to have a breakout game going forward with the Bears in order for him to be relevant again, because he's a laughingstock. The Bears are a laughingstock, and they actually deserve that. You know, so let's hope that the Bears can bring us a Super Bowl, just like the Cubs is about to bring us a World Series, and the Chicago Blackhawks, they have brought us two or three Stanley. They have been winners. I mean, they have brought the city two or three Stanley Cup wins. So now it's time for the Bears. But Jay Cutler has to perform to perfection, you know, in order to keep his job, or they're going to get rid of him, period. They're sick of him. They're tired of him. They want someone else. They probably want someone younger. I mean, when you're 30 to 35 years old in the NFL, these guys consider that as very, 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 very old. So Jay has to perform. All right. You've been listening to something stuck in my throat, folks. You've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. We will be right back. Here's Anna Navarro, folks. She's always a
Clinton supporter, senior political commentator. Scotty Neil Hughes, a Trump supporter and political commentator. Anna Navarro panel, thank you very much. I want you to listen again to Donald Trump speaking to NBC's Billy Bush. This is 2005.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her. You know, what a matter.
All right, Donald Trump and his camp and the people, his surrogates, they know that Donald Trump is going to lose this thing. They know that Donald Trump is, even he knows, but he's going around saying the election is rigged. And how can he keep saying that the election is rigged, there's going to be voter fraud here and there? How can he keep saying that when he's seeing that people around the country are going to the polls in the thousands, in the millions? He's seeing this. There's plenty of videos showing long lines reaching out around the corners into the polling places. And this is in every city. People are voting their asses off. And how in the hell does he keep saying that it's rigged? It's not rigged. People are voting. And these people aren't dead. They aren't illegal. They are American citizens with IDs, and they've registered to vote. Nobody's going to be able to vote if they're not registered to vote. He's saying that it's being cheated. It is not. Too many experts who are more knowledgeable than Donald Trump saying this is not true. I just think Donald Trump is just egging on his supporters to commit violence if he doesn't win. He's talking to his supporters saying, hey, if something goes wrong, watch those polls, watch this, watch that. Something goes wrong. His supporters are calling, some of them are calling on for a revolution if he doesn't win. they can't realize that it's the American people who are voting, and they're voting in droves. The polls are not all wrong. Donald Trump is just trying to stay relevant some kind of way, and he's not. His surrogates are canvassing the television networks, trying to defend all of this, spinning all of this, lying all about this, being ridiculous about this, like Newt Gingrich and Rudy Giuliani. Those are two of Donald Trump's surrogates who are totally, totally ridiculous, and they're totally wrong, and they're being lambasted as I speak on some of the things that they've said on television, on Fox and all these other networks that are totally, totally gross wrong, and they are some of the reasons to why Donald Trump is losing, because his surrogates gets on television, they just lie their asses off. And some of the show hosts, they don't actually call these guys out on their lies and their innuendos and their spin. But Donald Trump is losing because of Donald Trump. It's not voter fraud. He's coming up with reasons to why the American people don't want him. And he should know himself that the majority of people in America, the United States, don't like him. That's the truth, folks. America, they do not like Donald Trump. This is why Donald Trump is going to lose. They don't, especially with women, Hispanics, African-American, the old, even white men are gravitating towards the Democrats. They just don't think Donald Trump is fit to be president of the United States. If you watch those three debates, you would come to that conclusion too. If you're not coming to the conclusion that Donald Trump is not fit to be president, then you are a racist bigot and your head is in the sand. Period. Period. Donald Trump is not going to win this thing. He's too far down in the polls. I'm not going to say Hillary's going to do a landslide. I don't know, but I do know that it looks bleak. And that's not me saying that. That's some of the experts, the journalists, reporters, newspaper outlets saying this. Washington Post, New York Times. I can go on and on and on. How many endorsements have he gotten? Maybe one or two newspaper endorsement. Hillary's 50 to 100. Hillary, let me say this, folks. Hillary is not my first choice. Hillary was never my first choice. Yes, she's got her problems. Yes, she shouldn't have used a private email to do public work. She's apologized for that. And WikiLeaks, they're leaking all kinds of emails, and a lot of people are looking at this and believing this. But you have to realize Russia is releasing these emails. It doesn't make those emails true. They could have tampered with those emails. They could have put something there. They could have shaken up those emails and say Hillary did that. But there's no doubt about it. She was wrong in using a private server for to do public business on. She's even apologized that, and she's got some skeletons in her closet. I was not in her corner. I was a Bernie Sanders fan, just like many of you out there were. But now, what I'm looking at in this election, and I hope you are too, I'm looking at which one of these people, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, would be more presidential in the White House. That's what I'm looking at. If I had a choice, I would rather somebody else be running instead of either one of these guys, either one, Hillary or Donald Trump. But they are what we got, so we got to deal with it. And the most presidential one of the two, there's no doubt about it. I don't care how you feel about it. You could hate her. You could love her. She's got her problems. Bill Clinton's got his problems. And some of his problems are true. Some of them are relevant. But you got to look at what we got here. We got Donald Trump. We got Hillary Clinton. And we have to look at both of these people and say, which one is more presidential. We're not looking at the gender. We're not looking at her because she's a woman. We're not looking at Donald Trump because he's a showman. We're looking to see which one of these people are more presidential. And we saw in the last three debates, without a doubt, that it was Hillary who was more presidential. I'm not going to even say what Donald Trump reminded me of in some of these debates, some of the things that he said off the cuff. And you can, if you look at some of these debates, you can clearly know that Donald Trump doesn't understand America. He doesn't understand how America works. He doesn't understand the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or any of this stuff. The Declaration of Independence. Donald Trump doesn't have a grasp on any of these things. He's winging it. He's guessing it. He doesn't know much about abortion. I mean, I heard him say on one of the third debate that babies were being pulled out of the womb. I said, what the hell is he talking about? I'm wondering, did I hear him right? And of course, I did hear him right, because the next day, the media was talking about what he was saying, what he had said, along with a lot of other things he was saying, which Donald Trump, and then at one time he was just rambling on, and you wonder, what the hell is he talking about? He didn't know what he was talking about. We didn't know what he was talking about, but he was talking. So the bottom line is, no doubt it's Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, even in some of these state legislatures. Like, let's take Chicago legislature, for instance. We got Bruce Rauner throwing millions and zillions of dollars into some of these Republican races, trying to buy politicians off, trying to buy seats in the legislature so he can take over and control the state of Illinois, because he's not doing that right now. Bruce Rauner, the governor of Illinois, he wants power. This guy, we've had this guy for almost 2 years, and we still haven't got an actual state budget that is required by the Illinois Constitution. We still haven't gotten a state budget out of this guy. And he wants us to vote for him. He wants us to vote for the people that he's giving tons of cash to. And it gonna happen. Because right now, Rauner and his Republicans in the state of Illinois, they are being tied with Donald Trump. Donald Trump has an anchor around Bruce Rauner's neck and a whole lot of other Republicans who are running for state offices and the House of Representatives and the Senate in Washington. So Donald Trump, there's no doubt about it. Donald Trump is bringing a lot of his fellow Republicans down with him. And I can't wait to see Bruce Rauner go down, because he's done exactly nothing for the state of Illinois but hurt the state of Illinois. His minions, his surrogates will deny that. Well, of course they're going to deny it. They're taking millions of dollars from him. What else are they going to say? They're going to say he's God when he hasn't done jack for the state of Illinois. He's looking for control. Bruce Rauner has not even sat down with the Democratic controlled legislature in Illinois. He has not sat down. When something doesn't go his way, when he doesn't get his way, he gets his ass up and he walks away, because things aren't going his way. He doesn't have any power. He doesn't have any leverage. Why in the hell is somebody's going to do? I'm pretty sure that the Democrats want to work with him, but they don't want to work with him in a way where he's going to hurt the middle class. He's going to hurt people who are struggling already, because he wants to initiate his business reforms. He talks about his turnaround agenda. What is his turnaround agenda? Busting unions. What is hurting the middle class? Getting rid of minimum wage. This is his turnaround agenda. And the Democrats in the legislature in Illinois said, hey, that's not going to happen. So he goes out and puts his money on races, on Republican races in the House in Illinois to try to unseat Madigan and his cronies, which is not going to work, because I think that I've read somewhere Whereas the people of Michael Madigan's district, they love him. They say he brings in the revenue. He cares about the community. They are not, when Rauner refused to have a full year budget. Now, who do you think they're going to vote for? Rauner or Madigan? Madigan, who's doing something, or Rauner, who's doing nothing but buying up politicians, buying up seats, buying votes? He's using his money. If he didn't have money, he wouldn't be nowhere. And he knows it. We know it. It's his money. If he was broke and poor, he couldn't do a damn thing but lie, like most politicians. Like I've said, folks, I am not a Democrat, nor am I a Republican. I'm an independent. I look at both sides and I criticize them where I think criticism is needed. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Let me tell you this. I early voted. I mean, hey, folks, get out there and vote. And after I voted, I felt so damn good about it. I felt great. It was wonderful. I felt like I had done my duty. And I can tell you this, I did not vote for Donald Trump. I voted for Hillary Clinton. I'm gonna stand up and say that. I voted for Hillary Clinton. I know it's a lot of people going to be pissed off about that. I really don't give a damn. I voted for who the person I thought looked and acted more presidential. Does she have problems? Yes. Was she my first choice? No, it was Bernie Sanders. But she's more presidential than Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, I think what actually killed Donald Trump was that hot mic moment when he said he grabbed the pussies of women. He kissed them without their knowledge. And this is what he did. And now people are saying, women are coming forward saying he did what he did and he's denying it. That's crap. And now he's talking about suing all those women. He's not going to sue anybody because too much would come out. He would be too exposed. He will be under the penalty of perjury. That means if he lied in court, they can arrest him, or they will arrest him. So Donald Trump has more to lose by suing someone than by running for president of the United States. Yeah, Illinois is worse off under Bruce Rauner. There is no doubt about it. I mean, he is, and all he's done, exactly nothing. He used his executive authority to get some things done, but in the long run, that's not going to stick because, you know, I mean, when a politician uses their executive authority, that means that they're just writing in laws. Instead of going to the legislature and voting on them, they're just writing them in. And the next governor that comes along can erase that, can scratch it out and start from the beginning. But if it's done through the legislature, it has more of a chance of sticking. You know, you just can't go there and erase it if it becomes law. So Obama has done a lot of executive authority to get things done. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. They're talking about the World Series, which is great, and the Cubs they're going to be playing in Wrigley Field for the next two or three games, I believe. And it's great. It's great that they've won their first game in the World Series since 1948. I think President Harry Truman was in office the last time the Cubs won a game in the World Series. They haven't won the World Series. They've won a game in the World Series. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. Wow. Thanks for tuning in, folks. You can see I'm kind of hot and I'm ranting here. But, you know, it's all good. It's all good. And we're going to try and do this.
Well, the Kelly File is tonight getting an exclusive look at a strongly worded message from one Hollywood icon. And the man does not mince words. While one legendary actor's off-the-cuff comments for an ad campaign wound up on the...
Robert De Niro, folks. Robert De Niro. I mean, I just love this clip. I just love to hear this clip.
At this actor's comments, and you know him very well. And here are
Robert De Niro. Taxi Driver.
I mean, he's so blatantly stupid. He's a punk. He's a dog. He's a pig. He's a con, a bull... artist, a mutt who doesn't know what he's talking about, doesn't do his homework, doesn't care, thinks he's gaming society, doesn't pay his taxes. He's an idiot. Colin Powell said it best. He's a national disaster. He's an embarrassment to this country. It makes me so angry that this country has gotten to this point, that this fool, this bozo, has wound up where he has. He talks how he wants to punch people in the face. Well, I'd like to punch him in the face. This is somebody that we want for president? I don't think so. What I care about is the direction of this country. And what I'm very, very worried about is that it might go in the wrong direction with someone like Donald Trump. If you care about your future, vote for it.
Yeah, I'll say the same thing.
The chief media advisor to President George W. Bush and is now the co-creator and co-host of the weekly documentary series, The Circus, on Showtime. Mark, good to see you. I mean... You know, De Niro is beloved. He's beloved in the country. You know, he's played such iconic roles.
I totally agree. I think if you love your country, go out and save it. Vote for it. Because if Donald Trump gets a hold of it, it's going to be obliterated. Donald Trump, as I've said before, he's egging on his supporters to riot, to commit violence, to do in every rally he holds. He's saying that the election is rigged with no proof, no evidence, no nothing. He has nothing to show anybody to back up those claims that he's making. He has no, it's ridiculous. I mean, you don't, in America, you don't come out and just blurt things out saying this is happening over here. You got to have proof and evidence. You want the police, the FBI, the government. Everybody's going to be, you know, checking these things out. But if you don't have no, that's just like me saying that. I don't have any evidence. Don't prove it. And this is something he cannot do. His supporters are talking violence, talking revolution, talking harming Black Americans, talking harming Hispanics over this. Yeah, I've seen posts on Facebook and other places saying that Donald Trump's supporters are going to be targeting African Americans. And he's okay with that because he's not denouncing it. He's egging them on to do it. Now, there are so many people out here who are supporting Donald Trump and trying to defend him. And then there's people who aren't trying to defend him at all. They're just going along with whatever he says, no matter how awful it is. They're going to still vote for him. They're going to still be there for him and with him. Well, then that's their prerogative. They can do what they want to do. And people like you and me, we can do what the hell we want to do. And that's not to put this man in office. And it doesn't seem like he's going to get there. And I've been telling people for days, we need a landslide because we need two or three tsunamis. We need two or three landslides because a landslide will tell the Republicans that we Americans, this is our country and we're not going to let you fuck it up. We need for this guy, for the Republicans to lose the House of Representatives. We need for the Republicans to lose the Senate because if they do not, they are going to obstruct Hillary Clinton. She will not be able to get anything done. As I'm speaking right now, they are finding ways not to work with her if and when she becomes elected as president of the United States. And that's no lie, folks. They are thinking of ways to obstruct her. And in some ways, they are going to keep on bringing up her emails long after she's in office, and they may even try to impeach her, throw her out of office over these emails. once she becomes president. They are thinking about these things right now. Right now, but their main focus, the Republicans, their main focus is on retaining the House and retaining the House of Representatives and the Senate. And it doesn't look like that's going to happen. So I've said this 1,000 times before. If you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton, make sure you vote for a Democratic straight ticket, Democrat straight down, Democratic president, Democratic representative, Democratic senator. You have to give her some people to work with. She will not be able to work with the Republicans. They will stop her at every turn, regardless of how you feel about it. You like her, you don't like her, but you want something to get done. Bernie Sanders is going to be right there. He's going to keep her foot to the fire, her feet to the fire. But if you want gridlock, look, Obama, he barely been able to get anything done. They're going to try to, they have stopped Obama from sitting a Supreme Court justice. They're going to do the same thing with Hillary. They will not bring forward a vote for a Supreme Court justice. We may have 8 Supreme Court justices on the bench until hell freezes over, because the Republicans, they don't give a damn about appointing a 9th person, a vote breaker. Because right now the Supreme Court is tied 4-4 because of the death of Anton Scalia. We need a 9th judge on that court, but the Republicans, if they retain their seats, it's not going to get done. It's going to be gridlock. It's going to be arguing, bitching. Republicans are going to be spinning and all of this stuff in it. John McCain and a few other Republicans say, hey, we're going to stop Hillary at every chance we get. They're coming. They're working right now. They're coming up with all kind of scenarios and lies and spin not to seat her Supreme Court pick, if I can say it. So it's mandatory that Hillary has control of the Congress, the Congress, including the House and the Senate, which seems like it's going to change. From my understanding, Trump has an anchor around all of these guys and girls, Republicans who are running. He has an anchor around their neck. And we got it's less than 2 weeks, folks, until November 8th, Election Day. And a lot of early voting, like I've just got through touting, folks, a lot of early voting has already been done. A lot of early voting has already been done, and it's been in the millions. And no, there's no doubt about it, early voting totally benefits Democrats. So in some cases, Donald Trump has already lost the election. He's already lost the election. He just haven't laid down yet. But please do not become so complacent that you feel that Hillary's got a shoe-in, she's going to win this, and don't vote. Still get out there and vote, because anything could happen. I mean, a lot of these guys are looking for something called an October surprise. Anything can happen. Anything can transpire from now until the election day. So get out there and vote. If you have not voted, if you know someone that hasn't voted or is not registered, help them to get registered so they can vote. It's so important. Folks, when I voted, I felt really, really good about it. I felt like I've done something so patriotic. And you will, too. You will, too. And, you know, I stood in the lines, you know. I mean, you know, just like everybody else. But, George, you're a radio host. You shouldn't stand in lines. I stood in lines like everybody else, and I was just as joyful and eager as so many people standing in that line with me to cast my vote. And it was so many helpful people inside that were, you know, helping people to find out how to work the voting machines. Some people that voted before, but sometimes, you know, you need a little help and to try to remember what you done last time. And then there's a lot of new things going on. And so that's great. Everybody was so helpful. The judges, they were helpful. You know, the police was there. So in case anybody was, you know, thinking of doing something not appropriate, but it was great. It was beautiful. And I felt great about it. So you guys get out there and vote. Okay. All right. All right. You've been listening to the George. I'm a little bit of horse. I didn't got horse, folks. Okay. But I love it. It's great. It's wonderful. And get out there and vote and go Cubs, go Cubs, go Chicago Cubs, go Chicago Cubs.
This is Chicago's finest internet radio show, making a world a better place, one show at a time. The George Warner Jr. Show is now on the air. Take it away, Dad.
All right. Okay, a female lawyer accuses Justice Clarence Thomas of groping her in 1999. What else is new? What else is new? I mean, stories like this, I really don't talk about much because I really don't care about it. This guy should have never been on the Supreme Court in the first place. I don't know if you guys remember, but decades ago, he was on the hot seat for groping Anita Hill. She's still around, demanding FaceTime on television for something that happened decades ago. Wow, this is something. This is something. All right, Lady Gaga. Now, what is there about Lady Gaga? Lady Gaga isolated SNL vocals will leave. I think she's a talented person, Lady Gaga. But there's a lot of singers in the world. And you know what, folks? My favorite vocalist, my favorite female vocalist of all time is Shirley Bassey. Yes, that's Shirley Bassey. She is 79 years young. If you don't know who Shirley Bassey is, think James Bond. Shirley Bassey is the vocalist for the opening credits for Goldfinger. She's the opening vocal. She's the singer on the James Bond movie Goldfinger, the opening credits. Goldfinger. You know. Yeah, well, you know, I try. She's 79 years young. She was born in Britain. She's British. And over there, she's not Shirley Bassey. She's Dame, D-A-M-E, Dame Shirley Bassey. She is a superstar of the highest honor over there in Britain. And I'm surprised. She is a megastar over there in Britain. And she's one of my favorites. She's also did not just Goldfinger, but she's got a lot of albums. She's done a lot of interviews. She's done a lot of shows, television shows over in Britain. Hardly any over in America, but over in Britain, she is just one of the greatest superstars. And she has such a magnificent voice. Even at 79 years old, she still has that voice. And because a lot of us are amazed. And Shirley Bassey is probably one of my favorite singers of all time, outpacing Barbara Streisand and Miley Cyrus and Beyonce and all that. She is one of my favorites, and bless her heart. She'll be 80 next year. And you know what? She still has that voice, and people are still wanting her to appear at events and sing. She's got about 100 albums, maybe, you know. She's been doing it since, I think she started way back in 1955. She's been singing since she was a little girl, back in the 50s. And her first television show, I believe, I can't recall the name of it, but it was in 1957. So she's been around a long time, one of the greatest voices of our time. And she just gets so little attention over here in the United States. So I thought I would give her a buzz out. Shirley Bassey, you're the greatest. She did Goldfinger, and then she did another James Bond. I think she did three. She did Goldfinger. She did Diamonds Are Forever. She did Moonraker. And I believe she did another Bond song, like Kiss Kiss or something like that. But between all of that, I mean, she's been making albums, concerts, and tours, and all on television. And wow, I'm hearing that she lives alone somewhere in England at 79. And I think she has actually retired from touring. She said that she's tired of it. She did that. It's over. It's done. And it's time to take it easy, which I agree. I mean, she's done everything. She's still, she gives the interviews every now and then. So God bless Dame Shirley Bassey. I think she's beautiful. I think she's great. I will be listening to her forever. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. I just had to get that plug in about Shirley Bassey because I don't really see or hear many people around America saying anything about this great, great, great vocalist. I thought she was African-American. She looks African-American. She looks black, but she could be, but she was born in Britain, I believe. All righty, we'll be right back.
Impact segment tonight, out of control violence in Chicago. The crisis gaining new attention after the senseless murder of Nikia Aldridge, the cousin of NBA star Dwayne Wade, over the weekend.
Her life was cut short by gunfire from two convicted felons who were both out on parole, one of whom was on his daily break from an electronic monitoring bracelet. This reprehensible act of violence is the example of why we need to change the way we treat habitual offenders in the city of Chicago.
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio.
Every few generations, we Americans are called upon to defend our country, to defend it not so much from foreign dictators or war or terrorism, but from those here who have no commitment to progress or democracy or representative government, no commitment to anything except their own out-of-control minds and the bottomless pits of their egos. Our society has thrown up these people before. Joseph McCarthy, George Wallace, Father Coughlin, Jefferson Davis, Aaron Burr, the Know-Nothings, the Blacklisters, the America Firsters. And we have always thrown them out. And now our generation has its own. The most dangerous individual ever nominated by a major party for the highest office in this country. His base wants few details and fewer facts. They just want to burn it down and blame their failures on the collective other. And Donald John Trump is their demonic messiah in Oompa Loompa's clothing. We must stop him. It is not pleasant. It is not fair that we have to do this, but it is our turn. The average report in this series will ask for about 6 minutes of your time. This one needs nearly three times as much. The text version includes more than 160 links. I encourage you to read and save, because the emperor's new clothes quality to the Trump campaign has survived these 15 months, because as we react to each outrage, our shock and revulsion has been refracted like light through a prism. But these outrages are not separate events, not even a pattern. They are simply Donald Trump. Seen all at once, they and he are horrifying, and you must see them all at once. Thus, in brief, the story so far. The Republican Party has actually nominated for president a man who attacked the Pope, who attacked John McCain for being captured by the North Vietnamese, who attacked Gold Star parents, Khazir and Ghazala Khan, and then juxtaposed their names with the phrase radical Islamic terrorism, who attacked Hillary Clinton as a, quote, bigot, who attacked her as brainwashed, as unhinged, as a monster, as the devil, as the most corrupt candidate ever, showing her face on piles of $100 bills and the Star of David, who attacked her as someone who Second Amendment people should do something about, as someone whose religion we don't know anything about, after he had explained he had never asked God for forgiveness, who attacked President Obama and implied he was a traitor, who attacked him as having been complicit in the Orlando terrorist attack, who attacked him for having lower approval ratings than Vladimir Putin, as if Putin's approval ratings could somehow be trusted, who attacked him as being born in another country, who attacked him as the founder of ISIS, then said that was sarcasm, then said it wasn't sarcasm, then attacked him again as the founder of ISIS, who attacked Carly Fiorina for her face, Hillary Clinton for her non-presidential look, Heidi Cruz for her appearance, Megyn Kelly for having blood coming out of her wherever, Mika Brzezinski as crazy and very dumb, neurotic, not very bright, who attacked the women who accused Roger Ailes of harassment, who attacked the women who choose abortion, and who said there should be punishments, who attacked a New York Times reporter because he had a condition that made his arms look atypical, who attacked Judge Gonzalo Curiel because he was of Mexican descent, who attacked Senator Elizabeth Warren over allegedly lying over her heritage to get into Harvard when she never went to Harvard, who attacked Senator Jeff Flake by saying he will not be reelected this year when Senator Flake is not up for re-election until 2018. The Republican Party has actually nominated for president a man who attacked U.S. troops in Iraq and claimed they stole millions, who has attacked Ted Cruz's father and claimed he was connected to the assassination of President Kennedy, attacked Bill Clinton and claimed he was a rapist, who attacked Mexicans as rapists, bringing drugs and crime, who attacked African Americans and claimed they were all living in poverty with no jobs and schools that were no good, who attacked Harrisburg, Pennsylvania as a war zone, and attacked the United States of America and claimed it is in a, quote, death spiral. The Republican Party has actually nominated for president a man who lied about opposing the war in Iraq when there is a tape of him supporting it, a tape recorded on the first anniversary of 9/11, who lied about opposing the war in Iraq during a speech in which he insisted, I will never lie to you, who lied about $6 million in charitable donations to veterans groups from his telethon, who lied about donating his profits from The Apprentice, about charitable donations from The Celebrity Apprentice, from Trump the Game, and to St. Jude Cancer Center, who lied about a plan to debate Bernie Sanders for charity, who lied about why he would not release his taxes because he was being audited, and then proved himself a liar by saying he would release his taxes if Secretary Clinton released emails, who lied about how much money his father gave him, helping him to get out of college, who lied about sending his private jet to ferry stranded U.S. servicemen, who lied about talking to the Attorney General of Florida, who declined to investigate Trump University after she had been given a campaign donation, who lied about his business in Russia, who lied about meeting Russian President Putin, who lied about offering child care to his employees when it was child care for his hotel guests, who lied about some people wanting a moment of silence for the murderer of 5 Dallas policemen, who lied about seeing thousands of Muslims in New Jersey celebrating 9/11, who lied about 9/11 hijackers sending their wives and girlfriends home to Saudi Arabia, who lied about thousands of Syrian refugee terrorists being secretly admitted to this country, who lied about the Chicago police urging him to cancel a rally, who lied about the Chicago police saying they could solve crime there with tough police tactics, who lied about how there was no drought in California, how he never said Japan should have nuclear weapons, how he opposed the ouster of Egyptian President Mubarak, how the unemployment rate is 42%. Who lied about ISIS making millions a week in selling Libyan oil, who lied about dozens of secret terrorist cases in this country, who lied that a protester who tried to rush onto his stage had ties to ISIS, who lied last May and again last week about refugees entering this country carrying cell phones with ISIS flags on them and phone plans prepaid by ISIS. Can you hear me now? The Republican Party has actually nominated for president a man who congratulated himself in 2 tweets and a press release for predicting terrorist attacks like Orlando while bodies still lay in the Pulse nightclub, who congratulated himself after the killing of Dwayne Wade's cousin, who congratulated himself on predicting Brexit, even though 3 weeks earlier he had never heard of Brexit, who congratulated himself on Republican convention TV ratings, even though those for his closing speech were lower than John McCain's, who congratulated himself by disseminating a video showing how much of that speech's total running time was taken up by applause. Who congratulated himself on having the world's greatest memory, then 3 weeks later testified in a deposition he had no memory of ever saying that. The Republican Party has actually nominated for president a man who has proposed that Russia or China should enact a Watergate-like hacking of Hillary Clinton's emails, who has proposed banning Muslims from entering this country, then said it was only a suggestion, then proposed it again, whose running mate has proposed banning members of other religions, who has proposed open racial profiling, who has proposed banning people from terror nations, saying, look it up, they have a list, who has proposed ideological certification for immigrants, who has proposed worse than waterboarding while praising how Saddam Hussein, Vladimir Putin, and Kim Jong-un handled protest and terrorism, who has proposed that American civilians be tried by military commissions at Gitmo, who has proposed killing the families of terrorists or suspected terrorists, a man who has proposed teaching mandatory patriotism in school, proposed that his supporters appoint themselves as Election Day voting monitors, proposed making American protection of fellow NATO members COD, whose campaign proposed purging the government of all Obama appointees, proposed avoiding government debt by printing more money, proposed reducing national debt by paying less than we agreed to, proposed forestalling new financial regulations by executive order, and then in the same speech, proposed eliminating some executive orders. A man who has proposed a wall along the Mexican border to keep out undocumented immigrants, proposed mass deportation of undocumented immigrants, proposed a smaller wall and fewer deportations during a taped TV interview that played at the same moment he was giving a speech in Phoenix, insisting on a larger wall and more deportations. A man who has proposed immediately expelling at least 2 to 3 million undocumented immigrants, even though this would be like trying to evacuate the city of Chicago in one day. Proposed immediately expelling any others not convicted but merely accused of a crime. A man who has proposed to enact all this by executive action, bypassing Congress, even though he employed undocumented immigrants himself in the building of Trump Tower, even though those immigrants say he not only knew of them, but hired them personally, even though his own modeling agency and television shows enabled and employed undocumented immigrants, even though his own wife may have worked here without proper documentation, even though his own grandfather was reportedly not merely a fraudulent emigrant to this country, but was also denied re-entry to Germany because he was a draft dodger. The Republican Party has actually nominated for president a man who claimed he understood the sacrifices of losing a child in war because he had spent money to hire employees, who has claimed he understood prejudice against African Americans because the system is also rigged against him, claimed the election will be rigged against him, claimed the opinion polls are rigged against him, then praised one of the exact same polls when it favored him, claimed he would be leading those rigged polls by 20 points, but for rigged media, claimed Democrats are voting 10 times each, claimed that his crowd in Colorado Springs would have been larger, but the fire marshal was a Democrat, claimed that his speech in Washington would have drawn as many as Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, but that nobody would let them in. A man who has claimed he was his own best foreign policy advisor, claimed that Putin will not go into Ukraine when he had already invaded Ukraine in 2014, claimed the U.S. is paying rent for a military base in Saudi Arabia when the last one there closed in 2003, claimed that to avoid hacking the military should stop communicating on wires and
All right. Clinton, Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine, they have raised a lot of money, folks. $100 million in October alone. $100 million. Wow. So this is bad news for the Trump camp. All right. Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine have raised over $100 million. In the first 20 days of October, that's got to be something, thanks to the support of more than 2.8 million Americans. We are able to close out the final days of this campaign by running an unprecedented coordinated campaign to mobilize voters who will help elect Democratic candidates up and down the ballot, said one campaign manager. All right. The majority of the money, it's ironic that the majority of the money raised by these two candidates came from women. And this is a good sign. It came from women. Women are voting against Trump. And I think they have a right to do that. And I think they're doing the right thing. And he looks befuddled. And you want to know, how does Trump get to 270 electoral votes? It's going to be an uphill ride. All this money coming in, all this money coming in from the Democrats, Republicans, and independents, you know, it just makes for more commercials on television to tie up your favorite program with all of these commercials. A lot of them are false and they're lying and they're over the top. But, you know, this is the election season, another election season for lying. But the true question is, how does Trump get to 270 electoral votes in order to win the White House? Donald Trump has a realistic, if difficult, path to 265 electoral votes. It's getting to 270 that looks improbable or impossible. Trump is in a tight race with Hillary Clinton in Florida and Ohio, the two swing states that are battleground for the White House race. But I think that he's going to need more than those two. I mean, even if Hillary Clinton loses Ohio, loses Florida, I still think Trump will need a lot more to win. If he wins both, and that I'm talking about Florida and Ohio, plus the rest of the states won by 2012 nominee Mitt Romney, he would have 253 electoral votes. And that's not enough. He needs 270. That won't be easy. The most difficult battle for Trump to reach even that threshold are in North Carolina and Florida. Both states, a majority of the polls show Trump trailing. Hillary Clinton is winning. North Carolina especially is a difficult target for Trump this year. She is focused on putting in her column. She wants the state, and she's focused on doing that. So he has an uphill battle for 200 electoral votes. I mean, that's what everybody is saying, and not just me. You know, not just the George Wilder Jr. show. It's real. It's real. And I can't wait until, I don't know about you, but I can't wait. We had a guest today, folks. Apparently they didn't show up or anything like that. So the show must go on. You know how it sometimes when you lose your thought, you lose your thought. All righty. It's a great impossibility for Donald Trump to reach 270 votes, even if he wins several states. 253 is not enough. There's a possibility that can happen, but it's more than unlikely. It's more than unlikely. Okay, they're talking about Obamacare and its price increases. Obama is playing it down. Obama commutes, okay. He's playing golf right now, I believe, or he's setting up some time to play golf. I guess Obama's going to be playing golf out here at Martha's Vineyard. He plays golf with the rich people. I mean, folks, we got nothing against people having money, but Obama was voted in office mostly by people who had nothing. However, his approval ratings are through the roof, so I don't know why, but I guess somebody can tell me. please don't tell me something I don't already know. All right. Trump is saying Clinton's terrible to Catholics and evangelicals. And I can't understand why Catholics and evangelicals, Christians, are voting for Trump. All the things he's said about women and the things that he has admitted a lot of these things. And they still going for this guy. I don't know. The world is just kind of crazy. You know, I mean, Bernie Sanders called Trump a political coward over voter suppression report. Yeah, I just got through talking about that, folks, voter suppression. And it's happening in some states as I speak. But majority of the states, people are standing in line to vote. The voter suppression is done only by Republicans. Independents, they don't do voter suppression. Democrats, they don't do voter suppression. Voter suppression is done by Republicans because they don't want you to vote. They don't want you to, because they know if you vote, they will not get their asses in office. You will keep them out. However, if you do not vote, that will drive them into office. Same thing. It happened to with Bruce Rauner, the state of Illinois. The only reason why he's governor of the state of Illinois is because people did not get out there and vote. They didn't vote. And he's just like Donald Trump. He's afraid that too many people are voting, because if too many people are voting, they will not get their asses in office. And it's true. When you do not vote, that's a vote for a Republican. There's no doubt about it. If you do not vote, that's a vote for a Republican. That goes in the Republican column. So, in other words, whether you vote or not vote, your vote will still count in some way. If you're registered, it will still count in some way. So why would you want your vote to be used in a negative way because you didn't vote? Use it in a positive way and vote. Because the Republicans, they are coming up with ways to try to stop you from voting. They don't want you to vote. And I'm serious about that. We are the 99 percenters. They are the one, they're one percenters. If the 99% vote, the 1% won't have a damn chance. But if the 99%ers do not vote, the 1% is going to take office and they're going to do everything that they can that they feel is against your interest. So it's best to get out there and do your duty. Vote, vote, vote. Register to vote. Grab other people around you. Drag their butts to the polls. Or if they're not registered, get them registered. If you have to stand in a line to vote, stand in a line. Because this should send a message to the Republicans that they should stop trying to keep you from doing what so many others have fought and died for you to have, that privilege to vote. But these people don't care. They don't give a damn about that. They want control. They want power. And they will cheat, scam, lie, BS, and to get it. They just want some damn power. They don't care. They care more about their family, sending their children to college and bankrolling everything, becoming millionaires, and then have their bank accounts overseas and Swiss accounts while they're screwing America. Donald Trump, everything that being made by Donald Trump is being made overseas. I think he's got products in 12 countries overseas, nothing here in the United States. How in the hell is that making America great? But his stupid ass, dumb ass, fool ass supporters, they don't care. He's Donald Trump, and he may not be an eloquent speaker. He may not be knowledgeable. He may not talk like Obama or any other, but he's what we want, you know? All right. I mean, hey, wow. If Donald Trump is who you want to vote for, is that who you want? Then vote for Donald Trump. But vote. but vote. And I'm looking right now that Trump is trying to, in some cases, Bernie Sanders, I'm going to say this again, Bernie Sanders called Trump a political coward over voter suppression. This is an article from The Hill. All right, Senator Bernie Sanders on Thursday today blasted Donald Trump after a report that the Republicans' presidential campaign has three voter suppression drives in effect to lower turnout for Hillary Clinton. You know what? Donald Trump may be supporting lower voter turnout. That's what Republicans do. So that's no big deal, because I think the race is over anyway. So he's doing this in an effect as a last resort, probably. Anybody who is suppressing the vote because they know that those people will vote against them is a political coward. And this is what Bernie Sanders said, and I totally agree. I'm gonna quote Sanders again. Anyone who is suppressing the vote because they know that the people will vote against them is a political coward. And that's what they are. And he's supporting voter suppression laws. That's another reason to get Donald Trump to have his ass handed to him on election day. Anytime Bernie, and I at one time I was a Bernie Sanders fan, especially when he was in the race. But now that he's not there, and Bernie Sanders is not a liar. If Donald Trump is supporting voter suppression, if he says it, it has to be true. And as I said before, get out there and vote. That's what Republicans do. They don't want you to vote because they know if you vote, they will not win. And that's a damn shame that they try to take your vote from you because they feel that you're going to vote against them. And you will. We will. Like I said before, I don't think this is going to work because I think it's too late. Too late. But that's a damn shame for Donald Trump and his supporters to try to suppress the vote. Suppress the vote. And the vote that they're suppressing, more likely, is the women's vote, because the women are voting against Donald Trump in droves. No matter what the surrogates say, no matter what the pundits say, no matter what anybody else says on these news programs, on the television programs, Fox News, MSNBC, women are voting against this guy in droves. They can say, give their opinion, they can talk about this and that, but this is fact. Women are voting against this guy in droves, and it's a great thing to see. It's a great thing for Americans to be doing. He's suppressing the vote, but I still don't think that he's going to I still think that he will not pull this out. Put it that way. Wow, something's in my throat. Help me with this, somebody. 347-857-1762. I'm just ranting and raving here, folks. Well, we did have a guest on the show today, but apparently, you know, the guest didn't show up or didn't call or anything like that. You never know what people what might have gotten in the way or something. What could have stopped them? But you know, we have. Next month, November, we have a whole slew of guests. So, you know, we try to keep a slew of guests on the show. But I can't guarantee that everybody's going to make it when they're supposed to be here or do the show. I can't do that. You know, people say, well, I'm going to call in. I'm going to do this. I'm going to come by. I'm going to do this. You know, it don't get done. But regardless of that, the show has to go on. Nobody is going to stop the George Wilder Jr. Show from coming on the air, being the best show it can be, making the world a better place one show at a time. No one is going to stop this show from coming on the air. The only person that can stop my show from airing is me, is the host, George Wilder Jr. No one else. I invite people on the show. They show up. They don't come. Bang. The show goes on, and the show will continue to go on. Because I love what I'm doing. I'm like Herb Kent, the late Herb Kent. I love what I'm doing, and I hope to do it for a long, long time. Even though there's going to be some shakeup, there's going to be some, I'm going to do things a little differently. I may be on different times down the road in the future, but this George Wilder Jr. show is a show that people know. People know this show. They listen to this show. They tune into this show when they know that I'm on the air. So, and that's great. And they expect guests to be on the show that I advertise to be on the show, but sometimes the guest doesn't show up. So I wind up doing the show myself, or my son, or me and my son wind up doing the show. And that's how it goes. That's how it goes. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Blog Talk Radio. Follow me right here on the George Wilder. I'm on Twitter. I'm all over the place. I just gained a few followers. I'm always gaining followers. And on Facebook, one of the things about being on Facebook, you know, a lot of people will unfriend you because of your politics. I've been unfriended so many times, it's a damn shame. And I have unfriended people myself. You know, it happens. It happens. It doesn't only happen to me. It happens to other people that I know also. They say that people unfriend them because they may disagree with your politics or disagree with the things you say or disagree with you in general. And I always say, if these people are going to unfriend you for simple things like that, that's crazy. If they're going to unfriend you, then they weren't meant to be your friend in the first place. If people are going to unfriend you because they disagree with something you say, if it's political or if it's something that you say that's in your heart and they disagree with you, then they weren't meant to be your friends at all. That's the way I see it. I see it that way. And I have this unfriend a lot of folks too. You know, some of the reasons why I unfriend people, they're, you know, I discovered that they're racist. They have hatred in their heart. They don't participate. They don't post. They don't interact. They don't participate. I unfriend people like that, who just sit back on their computers and don't write, don't post, don't do anything. But the minute you post something, they're right there to criticize it, or to try to stop other people from reading it or listening or clicking like. You know, so there are so many reasons why, you know, people on Facebook delete or unfriend other posters. And it's something you have the freedom to do. Okay, well, I guess we can thank Donald Trump for helping us identify which of our Facebook friends are hateful, bigots, racists, and fools. Donald Trump has brought out a lot of that in people on Facebook. Some of my friends that I had to unfriend, I mean, they were total racist. I mean, you couldn't post anything basically that was sensible. I mean, that was true. I mean, they'd try to knock you down if you put something up there that's true, you know, or something that you think is fair. They'll come back and say something nasty and rude and hateful and racist. Then right then and there, I go to the unfriend button, click. You know, because I don't want those kind of people as friends. I truly, truly do not. And I know you don't. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. We will be right back. Let's see what we can clip it here. All right, we'll do Nobody Knows. All right.
The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. It is all about making the world a better place. Join me.
Wow, they're saying that Trump, we
should... The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. It is all about making the world a better place. Join me.
All right, they're saying that, I'm reading here, that we should cancel the election and give it to Trump. Please. Now, that's the dumbest thing I've heard in a long while. Okay, Trump said Clinton policies are so bad he shouldn't get a default, that he should get a default win. Man. Okay, Trump says that Clinton is such a bad person that he should win by default. This guy will not quit, folks. He will not quit. We should cancel the election and give it to Trump. Trump wants us to cancel this election and just let him be president, period, without even voting it on him, without even letting him in. Oh, man, this was what? Let's see. It's an article, folks, on... Okay, during a rally in Toledo, Ohio, Trump blasted Hillary Clinton tax proposals. Now, how in the hell can he blast anybody's tax proposals when he hasn't even released his own taxes? He has no right to talk about taxes until he shows us his taxes, and he's not going to do that. He hasn't done it so far. He hasn't done it all the time that he's been blasted for doing it, or for not doing it, actually. And now he wants to talk about tax proposals. I don't listen to this guy. And, you know, you look at some of his supporters that are at his rallies, you know, a lot of these people are racist. You know, a lot of them are bigots. A lot of them are clowns and fools. But they're with Trump. They're with Trump. Crump. Actually, it is Crump. Oh, what a difference this is, he said. I'm just thinking to myself right now, we shouldn't just cancel the election and just give it to Trump, right? Why are we even having it? This is guy saying, why are we even having an election? Just give it to me. Trump is trying to change the trajectory of American democracy, if I can say it. I mean, I'm just so shocked at this. He's saying that, why are we even having an election? Why can't you just give me the election without even voting for me? Who in the hell is Donald Trump to say these things? He's not a lawmaker. He's not a deal maker. He's somebody who claimed that he's a billionaire, but we don't know that because we haven't seen his taxes. He wants you to give him the election. Can you really believe that? Well, it says it right here, and it's a clip from one of his, it's a video clip from one of his rallies where he's saying, give him the election. Give it to him. Put him in office. Don't even vote for him. This guy is crazy. Lunatic nuts. Give him the election without paying for it because he feels that Hillary is so bad. If you wanted to compare Hillary's problems with Trump's scandals, I would say Trump is a lot worse. His scandals, well, I put it this way, in Trump's word, Trump is a lot bad. His stuff is a lot badder than Clinton's. Clinton has emails, okay? And a lot of that stuff is false and not true and scams. But, you know, Donald Trump has admitted on tape several times of groping women. He's tons of bankruptcies, tons of lawsuits, looking at women, girls, young girls. I mean, his scandals are a lot worse and a lot more unlawful than Clinton's. But Donald Trump is blowing smoke. That's all he does. This guy just blows smoke. And his supporters, they eat it up. He's blowing smoke, saying that cancel the election and put him in office and give it to Trump. This is just ridiculous on its ass. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. This show is all about making the world a better place, one show at a time. I want to say before we're off the air, this show is on Monday through Thursday. I keep saying, want to say Friday, but it's Monday through Thursday, starting at 6 o'clock to 7:30 p.m. Chicago time. Sometimes 8 o'clock, depends on how the show is going. And actually, we won't be back on the air until Halloween. it's coming up. So if you're listening to the show and podcast, you know it's a later date show, and it's still good. All right. But it's before the election. And we will not be on the air Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to take a little time off. I'm going to do some writing, try to catch up on that. I'm doing some more stories, short stories. I got a few novels, but I'm basically doing short stories, and I'll let you know when those things are on Amazon or wherever you may be able to find them. We're going to be taking some time off on the George Wilder Jr. Show, but I will be back from today. I will be back on Halloween, Monday through Thursday. Halloween, we're going to have a whole slew of new guests, fresh guests on the show that's going to help you, help me, help the world, make the world a better place. And that's extraordinary. That's extraordinary. All right. We're going to have a lot of guests on the show. We're going to have, you know, the George Wilder Jr. Show. If you are listening to the show, make sure you tell your friends, your family, people about the show. Tell them to tune in and listen. Tell them they can even participate in the show. You know, if you hear something on the show, something I say or something someone else says on the show, don't be afraid to call in and voice your disapproval. But and we can debate it, you know. So that's what this show is all about. And if you have something you want to tell my audience and to tell the people out there that's listening to the show, followers and everybody else, tell them something that they could use in their life to make themselves better, hey, feel free to come on the show and do so. That's what it's all about, making the world a better place. This show is about putting it out there so give people the power to pick themselves up and do great things. Do great things on the George Wilder Jr. Show. So, I mean, don't be afraid. I never called into no talk show. I'm scared. There's nothing to it. There's nothing to it. You call in, just talk, and just make sure you have something to say, though. You got to have something to say. You have to have something to offer. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. We're just about off the air. We got about how many more minutes? We got five or six minutes. Okay. Okay, we got about 5 or 6 minutes, they say, folks. All right, we're going to do this, and we'll see what else we can come up with.
Bombs begin to fall. Heaven help the black man if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the white man if he turns back away. Heaven help the man who kicks the man who has a claw. Now lay me down before I go to sleep. In a troubled world, I pray the Lord to keep. Keep hatred from the mighty and the mighty from the small.
All right, everybody out there, thanks for tuning into the George Wilder Jr. Show. Thanks for listening. Thank you for podcasting. Thank you for your time. I know you're giving up your time to this show, and it is totally appreciated, folks. Believe me, everything is appreciated to this show. And we're going to be signing off, and I hope you join me next week. We will be off for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, as always, but I will be back here on Monday, and we're going to do it all. They're telling me 10 seconds. Okay, we're going to be back on Monday doing it all over again. Bye-bye.
As always, it's been a substitute for the oil and gas industry. Instead, we would use that money towards seeding a bank, supplementing private funding.
Oh, they're telling me 10 seconds.
Some of the population off the zone.